1246 WDEL. You know, once upon a time, Israel and Turkey enjoyed warm relations with close military and intelligence ties. We've talked about this before here on the air. Well, no longer. In fact, Turkey recently ordered the Israeli ambassador to pack up and suspended all remaining military agreements. But some Turks have been trying to repair the relationship through interfaith dialogue between Israel and Turkey. And we have one who's been involved with that effort, Dr. Oktar Babuna, a Turkish medical doctor, a neurosurgeon, who's been involved in efforts to mend relations. He joins us live, I believe, from Istanbul, Turkey. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure and honor for me.
All right, sir. Well, talk about you and your colleagues, what you've been trying to do to mend this relationship when clearly there appear to be a lot of people in Turkey and around the Middle East who have applauded recent Turkish moves in terms of lowering the relationship between Istanbul, or I should say Ankara, and Jerusalem.
Well, on behalf of Mr. Adnan Oktar, who is a Muslim intellectual, author of more than 300 books, and his pen name is Harun Yahya, went to Israel to decrease the tension. In fact, there hasn't been, there is no reason to be a problem because both nations, the Israelis, the Jews, and the Muslims, at the time of the Ottoman Empire, lived in peace. As you might remember, we brought Jews from the Spain, and at the time of the Ottoman Empire, and we lived in peace and happiness for centuries. And this is exactly what the way it should be, actually. And we don't think there is a problem between the two nations. So this is a temporary problem between the politicians. And with the works of actually the struggle of Mr. Adnan Oktar, it has decreased because we talked to the prominent politicians, Chief Rabbi Amar in Israel. And then yesterday, three rabbis, prominent rabbis, were in Turkey and with Mr. Adnan Oktar's TV show. And it's showing that there is no reason, and in fact, it will be that the Turkish Islamic Union, the unity of Muslim countries in the Middle East, in Muslim countries, which will embrace Israel, Armenia, and Russia, will be a complete solution to all these problems. There is no reason for bloodshed and terrorism and radicalism. And Turkish Islamic Union will eradicate radicalism, the violence, and the terror, will embrace the Israelis because they have the right to live in Israel, the Jews. They definitely have the right, according to the Quran, and they have the right to live there, but as well as Muslims and the Christians. So we should live in happiness, we should live in peace and tolerance in the area. There is no reason, and there should be progress of science, technology, and arts. They can get engaged into business, for example, the Jews. They can settle wherever they would like to, like in Jordan, for example, where their prophets lived, or they can come to Turkey without any passports and visa. In Turkish Islamic Union, which will be a unity of love and tolerance and peace, there will be independent countries in this model, like Israel and Turkey and other countries. However, there will be no passports, no visas, and that will be a spiritual unity, and this will be a solution to all the problems. So we discussed that with Israeli prominent politicians and prominent rabbis, and we had Mr. Adnan Oktar had large press meetings in Turkey together with them, and this definitely has been a cause in decreasing the tension. So the tension has decreased, but the long-term solution, decreasing tension right now, the immediate solution is not a long-term solution. The long-term solution is the unity.
But Dr. Babuna, some say it is almost inevitable when you have a more right-wing government in Israel with Netanyahu and when you have an Islamist-leaning government in Turkey, Erdogan, who has picked up considerable support, some say, from the Arab masses because of his recent moves, that those two leaders together, it ain't going to happen. It's not going to happen because of the respective political situations of each man and party.
Well, I talked to the politicians. They are willing to come to Turkey, and they don't want a problem. And Mr. Erdogan is actually a merciful person, yes. He's a merciful person. But I don't think there is going to be a problem. And I can give you a very powerful evidence, actually. As you know, there is a missile shield which is built in the city of Malatya in Turkey.
Yes.
This missile shield is definitely to protect Israel from Iran. Iran is another threat for Turkey. But this missile shield is especially built to protect Israel from Iran's treatment. It is going to capture all the missiles whenever they depart from Iran in the air. And this is a protective shield for the Israel.
Yes, we have noted that. We only have a minute remaining. I would like you to comment on a story that I'm going to read to you, just two paragraphs from the Los Angeles Times today. In the space of a few weeks this summer, Turkish Prime Minister Erdogan slammed President Obama's approach to Middle East peacemaking, threatened to block U.S. business from drilling for oil and gas in the Mediterranean, and warned he might mobilize Turkish warships to protect activists sailing to Gaza against America's chief regional ally, Israel. Yet when Obama met Erdogan on the sidelines of the United Nations General Assembly meeting last month, he once again gave him more face time than any other world leader. Erdogan, Obama declared as the two headed to the 105-minute meeting, has shown great leadership. So we almost have painted here two personalities, two personas, two Erdogans, one which takes a fairly strong nationalistic view, and the other one in whom President Obama invests a lot of time. Please comment in the minute remaining.
Well, Mr. Erdogan said, also declared, as you might remember, that there is no problem with the Israeli nation. So there is no problem between the Turks and between Israelis, because they are descendants of the prophets and they lived in peace and happiness for centuries long. This is the exact way it should be, actually, and it will be in the future. The Turkish Islamic Union will be a complete solution to these all these problems. And we know, and Israel knows, the prominent rabbi also declared, they live at the time of the King Moshiach, but they expect it from the Torah, and this is the Mahdi of Islam. And this will bring Turks, the Muslim countries, Turkic states, and Israel, Armenia, and Russia for unity, as well as the Christian world, and there will be a religious morality that will prevail the world.
Okay,
and there
well,
will be no, there will be peace, tolerance, and democracy in the entire world.
Well, Dr. Babuna, out of time. Thank you for joining us live from Istanbul. WDL News Time now, 12:53, and WDL Delaware AccuWeather being brought to you by Sweeney's Bakery.